All right, praise God. Well, we're blessed to have called Brother Miles up. I want to say I appreciate Brother Miles, his faithfulness. And you know, the one thing I will say too, it's an awesome thing to make good friends. And since we've been here, we've made so many awesome, not only brothers and sisters in Christ, but people we like and appreciate and enjoy a relationship with. And Brother Miles is like that. He and I feel like we can talk about anything. I appreciate that about him and his faithfulness to God. Come on and minister to us, brother.
Well, I had a time getting here for a while. But I'm here.
Amen.
Yeah.
And thank God for that.
Praise God for that.
Give me a safe trip here.
Yeah. Thank God. The Lord's good. Thank God.
One scripture I'm going to read here. You can stand for this scripture. This one scripture I'm going to give it to you. Found in Jeremiah 33. Verse 14. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. You may be sitting, seated. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father of heaven, Lord Jesus, we come to Thee tonight, God, realizing we are helpless, Lord, without You, God, and we ask that You would anoint these lips tonight as we break the bread of life, God. Give us that meat of Thy Word, Lord Jesus, tonight. For surely, God, You will provide a table in the wilderness, Lord. Surely we need Your daily bread from on high, God. Help us tonight, Lord Jesus, as we seek, O Lord, to divide the Word of truth. God, to preach it as You have even ministered. God, we ask in Your loving name, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Here, we see in the Scripture that God gives a great promise. And that promise to us, that He says He will do something in the days of the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. Not only does He promise that, amen, to them, that He will perform a good thing in their life.
Amen.
God will perform a good thing in our life.
Yes, He will.
If we'll let Him.
Right.
If we'll yield to Him.
Yes.
Amen. That's why it's so important to hear the Word of the Lord. I have studied this Word for quite a while, and hoping I can deliver it as God has given to me. There's several scriptures here in the Word of God. God wants to do a good thing.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
And He's working today.
Yes, He is.
Whether we realize it or not.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes we feel like we're the only pedal upon the beat. But I want you to know God's there. Jesus is there.
Yes.
God's there to help you. Amen. In the time, amen, of trouble. In the time of trial. In the time of these burdens that we face in this life. What would He do? He says in one place, as the Scripture says, in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, oh, I love this Scripture. Amen. In the promise of His Word, of what He has said to us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Won't be no surprise. Amen. When he performs that work inside us, brother Lord. Amen. And the day when we accept him as our Savior, amen, he will carry us through all in the things that we face in this life.
Amen.
Amen. So we are dealing with so many obstacles. We are dealing with so much circumstances in this life. Amen. And sometimes the murderers in us. Amen. The premise of this body that we have sometimes puts, amen, a test, amen, upon us.
Amen.
Lord, where you are, whoa, God. Huh? Where you are, I'm feeling this pain. I'm feeling this discover difficult of what I'm facing.
Amen.
Amen in this life.
Amen. Then.
Listen, church. Does not God hear us? Sure he knows us. Amen. When we make our petition before him, we have a covenant, amen, that he hears us and he will perform that what we ask of him.
Yes,
amen. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it tonight.
Amen.
I'm feeling it tonight. Amen. That sweet Holy Ghost. We need so much. Amen. To reach out to him in these times that we are living in.
Right.
The scripture plainly tells us, and it denotes to our heart, amen, said, call upon me, and I will show thee great and other things that you don't know.
Right.
You know that. Excuse me. But the promise is there. Amen. And when we call upon him, he will answer us. When we enter into that chamber, amen, of that closet and pray before him, God sees us in our secret closet and he will reward us.
Yes,
amen.
He is a reward.
Hey. The problem would mean it today. They're not calling upon his name.
I'm all right.
Yes, right. Now, neither consider him in their knowledge. Amen. We are living in an evil generation today. Many things that come in this life. Amen. And it seems like Satan's trying to do everything he can to discourage us.
Amen.
Amen. But I want you to know that he has promised that he will perform that when we ask of him, that we ask of him, of the sweet Holy Ghost, to generate us in our life. He promised the gift. Amen. Thank you, sister. Watch. Thank you. Will he not perform this? Excuse me. Will he not perform this? In Psalms 103, as the son of David, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We have so many benefits in this life. Amen. That he knows us, that he's with us. Amen. That he sees our condition. He sees our need. He sees us, amen, as we are.
Amen.
Amen. So, I like the scripture, Brother Brent, he says in Psalms 115, verse 12, he said, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. But that promise is our soul to us. He's mindful of us. Great is the sounds of His thoughts upon His people.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I better watch the time here. Let us not forget what is written in Psalms 116, verse 12. The question is asked. Amen. And why is it asked? Because He does so much for us in this life.
Right.
He gives us life. He gives us peace. He gives us, amen, that sweet Holy Ghost joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And as David is asking the question in written here, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? What shall I do for Him? What can I do for Him? Amen. Is to worship Him in this hour, to be a witness of Him, of the sweet Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In your life. We are a witness of what He can do. We see the miracles. We see, amen, of what He is doing today. He still opens up the blinded eyes. He still heals. Amen.
Still works.
His people.
That's right. Amen.
When we face things in this life, and He will pull this, amen, in our life. And I've seen it so many times when I was facing such a difficulty in life. Yeah. Satan was hidden every which way he can toward me. So I faced the loss of a companion. So I faced the loss of children. So I faced these difficult times, amen, of woe, and to have, amen, in this life, to share myself with someone, but yet still deprived of.
Right.
God is so merciful. God is so good. God will pour out His Spirit upon His people, amen, that we can still go on. He's time for us. David said, He is the lift up. He's the lift up of our head. He will be a partner. He will be a partner. He's the lift up of our head. And we, amen, feel so keen.
Right. Amen.
He's the lift up of our head. But I like what Paul said in Romans 8, verse 12 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
Yes. Amen.
Will He not perform that? Amen. That He said He would do good. Amen. To those, amen, that love Him and that serve Him in the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
And of those that are called unto His purpose. We have a purpose in this life. Amen. That He would give us. He has a plan for us in this life. Amen. To serve Him. To walk in the Spirit. To live in the Spirit. That we will not lose the lust of the flesh. But He will perform a new thing. He will perform. Amen. That inside us, Jesus, we are to abide in Him. Christ abide in us. Amen. And in Him.
Amen.
Praise God, church. I'm feeling this.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And He is working out. Amen. Seems sometimes the difficulties and trials, amen, in this life hit us so hard. But He's still working for our good. Amen. Now, let's go further and to perform, amen, that what He said He'll do in our life. And Scripture says in Psalms 34, verse 8, says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I tasted of Him, Pastor Wiseman. I found out that He is good. I've tasted of Him and experienced that sweet Holy Ghost heavenly gift. I speak in another language. Amen. So do you. You receive that wonderful gift. Amen. That He pours out. Amen. And it, I can express it. That inward man wants to stand up. That inward man wants us, amen, to go further, amen, in further heights with Him, amen, to be what we need to be in Him.
Amen.
In Christ. And Christ in us. Said, blessed is that man that trusted in Him. Have you tasted of Him?
Yes.
Have you completely turned your life over to Him? My life is in with Him.
Yes.
Amen. I get a lot of joy. Amen. From up on high.
Yes.
So do you. Amen. There's nothing to compare. Amen. What God wants to perform. Amen. For His people.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek His face. Amen. What? What? Will He not perform it? Will He not hear us? Amen. And forgive us and heal us? Amen. In the time of what we're living in.
Amen.
Yes, we are all having infirmities. Amen. In this tabernacle.
Right.
The Scripture says, "Acquaint now thyself with Him, and be at peace, therefore good shall come unto thee." Amen. Acquaint yourself. I'm acquainting myself with Him. I've got knowledge of Him, of His Word. Amen. That He will accomplish. Amen. That what we need in this life.
Amen.
Whether it be our daily bread, He said He will perform it and do it in our life. Faith to believe Him. Faith to trust Him. Amen. When you see that, amen, of all that we face, that our sails seem like they drop at times. You been there?
True.
Amen. So, He will perform us to us that when we acquaint ourselves with Him, and I know that means a lot to the ones that first come to God, but in prayer, we acquaint ourselves with Him daily. We seek His face daily. We ask daily from Him, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit.
Yes.
Saturate me with Your Spirit, Lord. God, I need that Holy Ghost to keep generating in me in my life.
Yes.
So I get thirsty and hungry. But He said, He will perform. He will bless you. Amen. In this life.
Amen.
I like it because of the peace that comes from Him.
Amen.
He promised that. He will give you peace in the storms of this life. What comes around, He will be there. Amen. He'll carry you through, amen, every situation, through every circumstance in this life, no matter what you face. Your heavy burdens and your trials you go through, He will be there for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Hear me now, will you?
Yes.
Amen.
Through it all.
Oh, Koshi Kataya, Koya, In Jeremiah 33, verse 14, he says, behold, he says that word, behold, look, look, see what I'm going to do for you. He says, the days come, said the Lord, that I will look for you. All right. That good thing, I've already read that scripture. And I'm coming to that, to the subject of my message, is he will perform that. Amen. He will do good to us when we yield our members unto righteousness.
Yeah. Yes.
He said he will perform it. Those that are seeking the Holy Ghost, amen, in this life, amen, the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost will come, amen, just keep trusting Him and keep believing Him, amen, that He will perform what He said. He said, ask, you shall receive, knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
Praise God. I like the scripture. What he plainly states, Brother Brent, Sister Taylor, Sister Morris, Sister Watson, Brother Ram, that Brother Joe. I like what the scripture says. In Philippians 4, verse 19. Plainly, you know the scripture. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You might didn't feel that, but I did. Yes. Okay, it comes from this mouth, but it also comes from this heart to express what I'm feeling, that anointing.
Amen.
Amen, that only He gives. Amen. He said it's the plan that He will do for us and the thoughts, amen, upon us when we reach out to Him, amen, in our time of need. Amen. Now He shall supply what? Just some? All our needs. Amen. Will it be financial, spiritual, material? Amen. What? In Psalms 89, verse 15, He says this. In the plan of this for us, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Darkness sometimes. We face dark days sometimes in this life. Amen. But I want you to know there's a light coming. Amen. And He will reveal Himself more to you when you reach out to Him. Amen. And you cannot see the light of the end of the tunnel.
Amen.
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 Are you familiar with the sound of that blessed gospel or truth? The scripture says a joyful sound. There's nothing like, amen, this gospel, certified gospel that we have, because we know in everything in this life there is an answer, amen, that He will give us, amen, in the time of our need. Amen. The joyful sound, amen, of the blessed gospel, amen, that we can walk, amen, before Him. He gives us power to become the sons of God. He gives us power. It's His plan. It's His, amen, thoughts upon us that He, that we could be His son.
Right.
Amen. Listen, I know I'm preaching very plain to you tonight, and I hope you're good. But the light of the counts. Amen. We can walk. The scripture did say, walk in the light while you have a light. How you have it. There are meanings to society and in this, especially with what we in the world today. Amen. They are walking in darkness. Amen. But when we reach out to Him, He will help us. Amen. And do things for us. I like what Jesus said. Amen. He prayed me to Nicodemus. It was in His plan of saying this. And many still today do not get it. He spoke to Nicodemus, and He said this. It's a good thing. Sure it's a good thing. Amen. Because it's in His plan. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Again He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ to be formed in you. Amen. That He will do that. But He said, born of the water. Or does it say, born of the Spirit and not of the water? What does it say? Come on, church. Born of the water and the Spirit. That was the reason why I said that. That's the reason why. Because many people say, water don't matter. Just spirit. Water just don't matter.
No, sir.
It matters. Amen. To be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
Yes,
going submerged all the way under. What, are we going to sprinkle?
No.
Thank you, Brother Morris. Amen. But we're going to be submerged.
Right.
Because we are buried in Him in His baptism.
Amen.
It's His plan for us to go under. Amen. And to be buried with Him.
That's right.
That we may walk with Him.
That's right.
That we may live with Him.
Amen.
That we may do what He could have us to do.
Amen.
In His Word.
Amen.
Yes, I'm piecing up on this. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what? He is a new creature. Huh? Old things are passed away. Hey, passed away. But hold on, things have become new.
Yeah.
Didn't He say Him, you do a new thing?
Right.
He can change this all out of nature. Amen. That we had when we was conceived in sin. He can change us. Amen. Unto what He would have us to be.
Amen.
In Him. Becoming a new creature. Nothing like that. So many things can change in our life. And they change for the better. Amen. Because we surrender ourselves unto Him. God, I want you to do something for me. Amen. When I become a new creature. Amen. And a baby in me, God. I want more of you. I'm hungry. God, have that first love. That first love. Amen. To keep that first love. To keep that about us. Amen. That may they walk every day with Him. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 4, and Paul wrote here to the church, to the Corinthians, and he says, is a new tabernacle. For we that are in his tabernacle do groan, being buried not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up alive. What a great promise. Amen. That in this tabernacle, he's speaking about this body, this tabernacle. We do grow, and surely we are burdened. And not only that, he goes on to say that we would be not for that we would be unclothed. But we need to be clothed. Amen. With him, with his righteousness. Amen. We need to be clothed to put on that, to put on Christ, to put on him. Amen. In this life.
Amen.
We do go and we suffer these things, but Jesus is there to help us. Amen. In the time of need. In Luke 19, verse 9, and I love this. What is he talking about? Was that Zacchaeus? When he says, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham.
Yep.
Jesus sees this man. He's up in the tree. Got him up in the tree. He wants to see where Jesus is at. But the scripture plainly says, amen, that Jesus stopped right there. Huh? He stopped right there under that tree. Zacchaeus? Come down. Come out of your high hopes. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to perform something for you. Folks, this day salvation has come to your house.
Amen.
Man, what a great, great promising Jesus. Amen. Him in the presence of the Lord God. In his very presence, I'm coming to you. And he comes to us. Amen. When he promises us his salvation, when we recognize him and acquaint ourselves with him, amen, salvation comes to us.
Amen.
Amen. You getting what I'm saying?
Amen.
In Proverbs verse 3 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Acknowledge him in everything. Sometimes we fail, don't we, Brother Morris? Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. Lord, you need to help me now, God. And I seek to acknowledge you in this matter, Lord. Here I am, our God, to acknowledge thee in this matter that I'm dealing with. He said, what? Just some ways? Always acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. That means take recognition that he is Lord and Savior, and that what and Father, that what we need so much from him, that he will direct our paths.
Amen.
David says, Psalms 27, verse 13, and I have often thought of this scripture, Brother Morris. He says, I had fainted. I had fainted unless what? Had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Seeing His goodness. Amen. The Scripture plainly tells us that He reaches out to His people with tender mercies every day. Every day He reaches out and He shows us mercy. Amen. And His grace. When we look to Him. Love the Scripture, and He will perform it. He will do it for us. He will take that what we need so much in this life. And when we are in the wildernesses of this world that we face in this world of all these things, so many evil things in our way. But what does He say? He said, plainly, I see Your goodness, Lord. I see what You're doing in my life. You take control in my life, Lord. Amen. And I give everything to You. David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And what did he say in the promise? He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To dwell in His house. He will perform that what we asked of Him. Amen. Daily. Right. When we asked Him, give us our daily bread.
Right.
Amen. And we need so much of the substance of that day of bread. No wonder he said, pray. Just sometime. Daily. Daily bread. Amen. A freshening of the Spirit.
Amen.
A freshening. Amen. That we need so much. Yes! We go down in the dusty trials of this life.
Right.
Down the dusty road that we go down sometimes. But I want you to know there's a promise, there's a promise, there's a promise coming down your dusty road. Amen. You're not going to stay in that condition, but amen, He's going to perform it and raise you up and lift you up. Amen. No matter what. Yes, mother groups come in this life. We all face it.
Amen.
He lifts our head. Yes.
Amen.
Preachers, they face the same things you face. Amen. From time to ministers, well, I'm going to tell you, our pastors went through it. But He's been so strong. It's such a blessing to us.
Yes. Amen.
If there's another pastor anywhere, there's none like Pastor Watson.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Now, he says this, and I love this, and I'm going to have to stop you pretty soon. In John 14, verse 3, Sister Marsh, and so a lot of times, in the Scripture, he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you myself, that where I am, that you may be also. He prepares for us, amen, heaven. He prepares for that other life, amen, that he promises us, that there is a rest for his children, that he will perform, amen, that when we lay down this cross one day, when we finish on the cross, he says that there is a rest for his people. Koya na makaya na ya na mashikaya. He plainly says this, that he will prepare a place for you.
Amen.
I am persuaded by the boss, not only in this life, he's preparing the place for us, because he said, we sit in spiritual places. We sit with him in spiritual places. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what a great, great thing he is doing for us.
Yes.
I'm getting there, church. I'm doing my best. And Isaiah 40, verse 31, a very familiar scripture. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
Yes. As eagles. Amen. That he will do and perform that what he says he'll do. Church. Amen. This proudness of this body. Amen. He will come to our aid.
Amen.
So, our strength sometimes fell us for the loss. But he said, shall renew the strength. Strength will come. Amen. Yeah, sometimes we feel, man, I tell you, we don't feel a whole lot moving sometimes, huh? You been there?
Amen.
Seems like the older we get, seems like more we want to see.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but he said they will not be weary.
Come on.
They shall run.
Yeah,
breathe. They shall walk.
Yeah.
And not faint.
Amen.
Wow, hallelujah. They are going to walk in righteousness. They are going to walk in the Spirit. That they will not do lust in the flesh. He will perform it.
Amen.
Amen. The promise is that he will walk and will not faint. As you know, circumstances come. And even obstacles come our way. Hey, stand fast. See what Jesus can do for you. Amen. The trials of this life and the testing of the times in this life that we imbibe with, amen. Sometimes we get uncomfortable, don't we, Brother Marsh? Brother Brent?
Amen.
We will receive from him the circumstances to work it out in our faith.
Right.
Isn't that folks?
Yes.
Isn't it mindful of him according to his people?
Right.
Amen. And two thoughts that I had to dwell on during my message here. Will he not perform a good thing? Will he not do a good thing? Amen.
Amen.
So, in the park, he says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall bring forth, shall you not know it? I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert. He will perform what is necessary of what you are dealing with. Things can be very great. And it seems like there is no way out. Listen, Jesus cares of what state you are in. He cares about your condition of what you are dealing with in this life.
Amen.
So we're going to have infirmities.
Amen.
In this tabernacle. In Jeremiah 31, verse 22, says, "How long will thou go about, O thy backsliding daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man." Created a new thing in the earth. And I like this other scripture where it says, "And church, I'm coming to a cross. In 1 Corinthians 2, 9. "But it is written, I has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." But, conjunction, but, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. In the latter part of the scripture, Job verse 42 and 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prepared for his friends, prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave what?
Double.
Twice?
Yep.
As much as he had before. Well,
yep.
He had $10 or 10 children, wouldn't he? I don't know if it's dollars. I forget my offhand. I'm sure that was a statement.
Sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters. Okay, we got it now. Sons and daughters. Correction. So anyhow, do you want God to do something in your life? You want him to do a good thing? The thing is, in the part of the scripture in third chapter of Colossians, declares, says what? Set your affections on things above and not upon the earth. Amen. Our affections and our appetites will tell us of our direction.
Yeah.
You believe that? Amen. Come on, Pastor, I'm through. Praise God. Praise God. You feel like Lord. I hope I gave you something tonight.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise God.
It takes a lot of study.
Yes, it does.
For us ministers, and I get great joy there. And sometimes I wonder, you know, I get a little piece here,
yep.
A little piece there.
Yeah, here, a little there. A little
there. Precept upon precept, line upon line. He gives it to us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Moss, come on.
Thank you, Brother Moss. Thank God for the preached Word of God. It's the only thing that's going to save us. Every time we hear the Word of God, it's like a shot. A fortification of the greatest thing that you can ever put to compare it to your body and things that you have to take vitamins and things along that line. There's no way really to truly compare it. But we're being fortified every time we hear the Word of God. But we've got to put it to use, right? Because the Word of God, if we don't put it to use, will not benefit us. We need to pray and ask God for a blessing upon what we've heard. Lord, we pray that you would take what we heard tonight, let it marinate in our spirit and our hearts. So God, we want to use it, Lord God, to become better children of the Most High God. Lord, people that are found faithful doing your work, living this life to the fullest. He's preached many things tonight, O God, that if we live them, we'll live life to the fullest. I pray, O God, that you would continue to bring it before us. In Jesus' name we pray. Take us out of this place with great faith, I pray. Bring us rejoicing in the Holy Ghost on Sunday.
Yes,
Lord, save somebody, oh God.
Yes.
We long to see somebody saved, somebody baptized, somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray it all in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
Amen. Lord bless you.